Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in.
I am Jim Beaver, and this is the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. What is going on? Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Man, what an exciting week for me. One, we got a banger guest, Mike Spagnola, the president and CEO of SEMA. Yes, you know, that little bitty trade show in November there in Las Vegas that basically takes the automotive world by storm. Yes, the boss man behind that, he's on the show this week. So that's going to be fun. But I also just let the cat out of the bag a little bit. I've got a major project with my partners at Ford. And I'm going to be building a Mustang Mach-E rally that's going to debut at the Electrify Expo in Los Angeles the end of June. So I've got about 2 months to put this Mustang Mach-E rally through its paces. Those of you not familiar with the Mustang Mach-E rally variant. I'm sure if you listen to this show, you probably know what a Mach-E is by now, Mustang Mach-E. Well, the rally variant takes the GT one, or the GT version, and takes it up a notch. 480 horsepower, 700 foot-pounds of torque, big Brembo brakes, aluminum underbody, fog lights, bigger tires, lifted up. Basically, it is one wild street-legal rally car that's got crazy amounts of power. And, yeah, Ford gave me one, and we're building one out. So stay tuned to my Instagram because things are going to get pretty rowdy. Yes, guest this week, Mike Spagnola with SEMA. Really excited about this, man. Not only is the SEMA show huge, I mean, SEMA's, you know, does a lot, you know, with the federal government and, you know, keeping cars on the road. Obviously they also own PRI show and, it's going to be a really good interview. Really excited to get Mike on the show. So we are going to take a short break here. When we come back, it is going to be Mike Spagnola with SEMA right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Don't go anywhere, man. Today is going to be one banger show.
Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at General Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, General Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. I'd like to welcome my next guest, and I'm very, very excited about Mike Spagnuolo, that's the president and CEO of SEMA. Mike, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I guess right now in SEMA world, this is really, at least in regards to the SEMA show, because I want to talk about SEMA in general, but in regards to the SEMA show specific right now, this is like the calm before the storm. I know registrations, I think what booth placements are getting ready to happen here in the next couple of weeks. I know my credentials and stuff is, we're a couple of weeks out, so really the calm before the storm.
It is. This is about the time that we, of course, we're doing already the layout. We're doing a mock layout right now because we have, thousands of applications in four booths. So we do this mock layout that we just kind of have an idea where everybody's going to be. But then the booth selection actually starts. So we start with our manufacturers that have been with us the longest. So we've got some 56-year manufacturers, been here for 56 years, done the show for 56 years. They get to choose first. We already know the size booth they want. We kind of know where they want to be, but they get to do the actual selection process. Okay. So that's all going to start happening here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's so I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, you, your background, SEMA in general. I mean, I guess jump into things. I think a lot of people, I've been involved in the industry for a long time. SEMA is much bigger. A lot of people on the outside think of SEMA, and they first think, oh, November, the show in Vegas. Well, which is true. It's a huge part of SEMA, but SEMA is so much more than that. You know, a lot of people see that 1 week a year, but kind of explain what SEMA is to the aftermarket and what SEMA does, because there's so much you're involved in that keeps pretty much the entire industry in movement.
It does. So, you know, it's funny because when I tell people I work for SEMA, they say, oh, so do you live in Las Vegas? You know, our show is 4 days out of the year. So, you know, there's things we do the other 361 days of the year. That's a lot, right? So, you know, even starting with just our government relations, we have we have four places. I'm here in Diamond Bar in our main headquarters and about 140 people here in this building. And then we've got a building in Detroit, which is a research center that we do a lot of work in helping manufacturers develop products and taking them to market and emissions compliance and working alongside the OEs. And, you know, so it's a full product development center. We have a building in Indianapolis right near the Speedway because we also own PRI, which is our racing division. And then an office in Washington, D.C. And we have a staff of 14 people there. that just work on protecting our industry every single day. And, you know, I'm pretty involved with that as well. But there's so much that goes on, you know, even though we're in this Trump administration, there are still things that kind of get swung at us all the time where there's, you know, they're trying to close off-road areas. They're trying to say you can't, you have to drive an electric car, that, you know, these EV mandates are still facing us. There's still things that we have to do with EPA, and, you know, all the time there's something. We, you know, last year we won a ruling in Georgia. You couldn't lift a vehicle. I mean, they literally had a law on the books that you couldn't lift your Jeep. And so we fought that and won it. And so that kind of stuff goes on all the time. And then there's things like, again, this product development center where we help manufacturers develop products and take it to market. If you're doing, you know, if you're building anything for performance on an engine, it's got to go through an emissions test before you can sell it. So we work with CARB and EPA, and we've got these emission centers, one here in Diamond Bar and one in Detroit, where we can test your product and get you that EO, which allows you to sell that product legally. And then other product development things, like we have CAD data for our manufacturers to, you know, if you were going to develop a suspension on a Mach-E and you wanted to lift it, you know, we could help you with the CAD data off that Mach-E so that you could develop different suspension and those sorts of parts. So a lot of things like that. We've got a software division. Of course, we got our membership division. We have member benefits. So, you know, in all, we're, you know, our industry is a $337 billion a year industry, the economic impact of the industry. We help support 1.3 million U.S. jobs in our industry. And so we make that pretty vocal that when people are trying to shut us down, what they're doing to the economy, what they're doing to people, what they're doing to jobs. So pretty active in all of that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, your background, because I think you came in, well, I mean, as president and CEO, you've been involved with SEMA for a very long time, but in February of 2020, too, and I'm going, man, I'm just looking at that timeline going, you entered your current role at a huge seismic shift in our industry. I'm like, I don't know, want to know if you were, I mean, part of me goes, man, you were kind of thrown to the wolves, Mike. Like that was, I mean, there was such a huge, and we're still feeling it now, but ripple effect. I mean, it was coming right out of COVID, but just in general, I mean, our industry was in a massive shift. I mean, how has that been? Because when you came in, that was just an interesting period to be thrust into this new role.
It was. I spent my whole entire career in the automotive industry in aftermarket and manufacturing and distribution, bought and sold five companies over that time, been a SEMA member forever, was on the SEMA board. And I came in 2013 on a three-year contract to develop the SEMA garage and product development centers, because my whole life had been in product development, manufacturing, that sort of thing. So creating the SEMA garage here in Diamond Bar at first, and then in Detroit, and then taking on some other responsibilities within SEMA. Yeah. So I'm now, I think, 12 years into my three-year contract. And like you mentioned, I became the CEO. It was an interesting time. We had a bit of turnaround to do. We had some cleaning up to do. We had to kind of get healthy financially again, and as well as just work on a lot of things internally. And so it's been fun. It's been a fun bit of a turnaround, but we're back financially strong now. We've added a lot of staff into marketing and some other areas in our government affairs, and really software and systems, and really just kind of modernizing everything we do here at SEMA, as well as protecting the industry, you know, and all of that. And then, you know, background, and I'm obviously into cars. I've been into cars my whole life. I love road racing. I love off-road roading as well. You know, we've got a couple of Can-Am Mavericks in the family, and some other kind of fun off-road toys. My two sons still run Legend cars, and you know, so we're as a family, we're out playing with cars almost every weekend.
Well, and, you know, let's talk about a little bit about the show, because I know I want to go back into some other SEMA stuff. But I know last year, I mean, I've been, I don't think I've missed a SEMA show in 20 years, maybe personally.
Wow.
But last year, I mean, I felt like, man, the show is back. And then seeing the numbers, I mean, biggest SEMA show, you know, post COVID. I mean, to me, it was just a massive show. But I'm looking at like SEMA now versus when I kind of started going 20-ish years ago. And it's got a different feel to it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, but you've got, you know, SEMA Fest and things like that. You guys have kind of, I've always said, you know, that in this industry, there's an adapt or die mentality, but I feel like I'm watching SEMA adapt as we go and seeing kind of the shifts you guys are going to the new demographic of automotive consumers and things like that. I mean, tell us some of the internal changes you guys have made, because, you know, SEMA definitely, you know, in the last two decades has changed quite a bit.
It has. And, you know, we talk about it as skating to where the puck's going, because the market is changing. And the SEMA show itself has always been a B2B show. You have to be in the industry. You have to be a buyer or a seller of performance products. And we are still that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the show. Friday, we have opened it up to consumers. It's kind of that, you know, we don't sell SEMA. So, but what we do as far as branding and really, it's the automotive event that every consumer would love to go to, but never has been able to go to, right? Yeah. Unless they can sneak in with a buddy or find a friend or pretend that they're in the automotive industry and, you know, find their way in. And some of that happens still for sure. We all know that. But, you know, now Friday is open to the public. And so you can come to SEMA. You can come to the show in Vegas. You can buy a consumer badge for Friday and actually walk the show. And then Friday night, we have the SEMA Fest, which is a concert and really celebrating everything SEMA. We have drifting and Nitro Circus and a car show going on with live rock band music. And so we had nearly 15,000 consumers at our SEMA Fest concert last year on Friday night. So, you know, show is, it's 160,000 people. It is 2,500 manufacturers. It's on a campus of 3 million square feet. 1.2 million square feet are just booths. So by far is the largest automotive trade show in the U.S., largest show in Vegas. It's larger than any other trade show that goes on in Vegas. And we're excited about that, and we continue to let it grow. We actually have expanded again this year. So we are moving into the Westgate with some more booths, some into the hotel itself. We've pretty much filled all the convention centers. And the outside canvas. So continue to watch that thing grow and really just celebrate the automotive industry and serve and protect that industry.
And we got to take a short commercial break, Mike, but we'll return with more after this here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. I've got Mike Spagnola with SEMA right here on the show. Well, I can tell you, as somebody that's been going to SEMA for quite a while, the first year the Tesla tunnels debuted, I tell you what, I think you saved me miles of walking with those. I know that wasn't all SEMA, but I was like, man, that was, I think all of us were celebrating those tunnels.
No, again, the city's continues to evolve. We work closely with the city. We work very closely with the convention center. And, you know, you have to have that kind of relationship. We actually meet with them several times a year and understand what's going on. As you know, there's a remodel going on, but we worked with them to have the least amount of impact on our show. We were actually able to work with them to restructure even some of the construction so that it wouldn't affect our show so much. And this will be the final year of it. 26 will be an all new convention center, all new fascias in the front. And, but like you said, the Tesla tunnel, they're what's amazing is that they can drill about a mile a month of that Tesla tunnel. And over the next couple of years, you'll be able to take it right from the airport to just about any hotel.
Which is, it's crazy. And yeah, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, definitely go to YouTube, pull it up. It's pretty amazing what they've been able to build underneath that convention center. But, you know, going back to SEMA, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on, you know, politically within the industry, things like that. What are some of the things? I mean, obviously you mentioned EVs, we've got EPA, we've got all kinds of stuff. What are some of the biggest issues right now that SEMA is helping us, you know, us as, you know, as members of SEMA, what are you helping us fight right now?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been big on, I've been very vocal about the EV mandates and SEMA has been very vocal about them. We're not against EVs. We think they're part of the future. We think they're a cool technology. We don't think that the government should put their thumb on the scale and say it's EV and EV only, that consumers should have a choice of what they want to drive depending on their needs. So we've been very vocal about that. We were happy when President Trump signed the EV mandate bill in, I think the second day he came into office. That was exactly our wording and things we were looking for to reverse the EV mandates. They are still in place in California. And so there's a Congressional Review Act that's going on right now that we're very much involved with, which is, can California set its own rules? One of the last programs that the Biden administration did was signed off to say California could continue to create its own program and could continue to mandate EVs. And so there was a little known act called the Congressional Review Act that we were able to work with Zeldin and the EPA when the Trump administration came in, and we were able to successfully get that Congressional Review Act put into place. And so we're currently going through that review right now to see whether or not California can create its own rules. So that's something we're very vocal about and right in the middle of. Right now, they're Congress is on break, but they'll be back in another week, and we'll continue to push that one through. And then here in California, we have this Leno's Law that we're pretty active with. Jay Leno has been the sponsor, where currently in California, you have to smog every 2 years. You have to go to a referee station and get your car smogged from 1977 on. And we're asking to make that a rolling 35 years. So if we can push that one through, it'll start 1990, of course, now, and then 91 next year, et cetera. So anything pre-90 wouldn't need to go through the unnecessary smog checks. If other states have something like that, they're 25 years. We're, I think, being generous at 35 years. But we would love to see that rolling 35-year program start. You know, in California, of course, if you don't have OBD2, you've got to literally go to these smog stations and put the car up on a dyno, on a roller.
Yeah.
And most of the emissions stations now don't even have that equipment. And if they do, they can charge you quite a bit more, $200 or $300 to get your emissions compliance work done. So if you think about the amount of vehicles on the road pre-1990, it's about 1.25% of the vehicles on the road. So, you know, we think it's unnecessary. We're hoping that we can get our California legislators to see it the same way. And we made it through the first session last week. Jay and I actually went to Sacramento and testified, and we got through the first committee. It goes through another review committee in next Monday, and then it'll go to the Senate in California, and then Assembly, and then to the governor's desk for signing. So that's a big one. And then, of course, we are constantly looking at rules and regs on off-road. You know, there's constantly trying to shut down, you know, various areas for us to go off-roading on. So those are always in the center of our bullseye. We look at literally every day what new laws or what new proposals are coming up. And that team of 14 people in D.C. don't let anything get past them that could affect our industry without us having a voice.
Well, and I think that's the scary thing. I mean, it's great that, you know, there is a team of 14 people there, because it's, you know, you never know when something's going to be slid in and trying to go under the radar, and they'll package it in with a dozen or 30 other things, you know, and it's just this small little bullet point down in the bottom. But the ripple effect, if it goes through, is just catastrophic to certain people in the industry.
Oh, we just had one in Oregon where they were going to ban leaded fuels at racetracks. And it was a small little thing that came up, but we were able to get it shut down. That kind of stuff literally happens every week.
And, you know, and the funny thing is like you had mentioned, you know, at least in California with a little over 1% of the cars pre-90, but things like leaded fuels at racetracks, the bigger picture is it's so small there, you know, if you're going to go after something, there's so many other things that you can go after that's going to make a much bigger impact than leaded fuels at a racetrack in Oregon.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you would think all of that is common sense. It doesn't always come off that way.
No, not at all. Oh man. But, well, I guess, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, things, you know, in your past. Obviously you've been with SEMA, you said, for, you know, you're way beyond your 3-year contract. I guess, what are some of your favorite moments or the biggest things that you've been a part of that have made an impact on the industry?
Oh, wow. You know, in my own businesses, just manufacturing and distribution and watching businesses grow and, you know, being part of that industry. You know, like you, I built a lot of show cars and stuff for the SEMA show. You know, had the opportunity to be in some of the Ford builds like you, like yourself. And I think I have 9 or 10 Ford design awards, and same with GM and Stellantis. Back then it was Chrysler, but you know, those sorts of things have always been fun. Been able to compete in some different kinds of racing as well. And then, you know, from a SEMA side, I think probably creating these SEMA garages that again, help, you know, stuff that you and I have learned over the years to help other manufacturers develop products and get them to market. You know, between the availability of CAD and 3D printing and, again, our emissions labs and those sorts of things. It used to take up to 2 years to get, let's just say you developed a supercharger for, a Mustang. It could take 2 years to get an EO to where you could legally sell that product. And just so you know, if you didn't, you know, if you decide to build that product and go to market and don't get that EO, the EPA and CARB can come after you for $37,500 per part sold. And so, you know, helping manufacturers get through that process, get through the red tape, where it used to take 2 years to get an EO, we can get it down to about 4 to 6 months now. And from product development all the way to you know, getting that product ready to sell. So yeah, pretty excited about that and the work we've done there. And then just, you know, again, all the stuff that's going on today, I've been at this a long time, but I still get excited every day to get up and come here and be part of this and get to be part of this. And it's, I pinch myself that I get to do it. We got an amazing team of 170 employees here and to work with the industry and, you know, get to sit in front of, you know, the heads of all these OEs and work alongside them, or again, go stand in front of Congress and testify on behalf of this association and behalf of the industry, is something I really enjoy. And, you know, I try to still be a student in the industry. I read every trade I can. I try to figure out what's going on. I go to every race I can and hang out in the, you know, with the drivers and see what's going on. So, for car guys like you and I, Jim, it's kind of a dream come true job. A lot of hours, a lot of stress. You know, there's always somebody not happy about something. So, but you got to be thick-skinned at times. But I got a great board and a great staff that I get to work with. And it's just an honor to be part of it.
Oh, definitely. It's always great to be surrounded by amazing people. So, we got to take a short commercial break. We'll come back, finish this interview up with Mike. But before that, I do want to pause and tell you a little bit about something our partners at General Tire have going on. And yes, now through the end of April, yes, that is the 30th of this month. We're getting close. It's the home stretch here. You can get up to an $80 rebate when you purchase a set of 4 qualifying General tires. Yep, up to $80 back when you purchase a set of 4 qualifying tires through General Tire now through the 30th of April. So, yes, hit the link if you're watching online in the footnotes of the show. If you're tuning in, nationally, head over to my social media. I'll have the link up there in my stories. But, $80 back from General Tire. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be back on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show right after this.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves and enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount, and then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. We've got Mike Spagnola, President and CEO of SEMA, on the line. Man, what a fun interview this has been. So we're going to jump back over here. Before we went to break, Mike.
Well, I got to say, you know, you're talking about, you know, some of the custom cars you built and things like that. I go, man, just from when I started, and, you know, I haven't been doing this near as long as you have, but I'm like, man, the process now building a custom car and what's available to you and data and engineering and CAD and stuff versus back in the beginning. And my dad, you know, he used to build, you know, we're off-road racing family. So, yep. You know, I watched my dad fabricate trucks in the 70s versus, you know, some of the off-road stuff we're designing now. And I'm going, man, it's a world difference now than it was even 25 years ago.
Oh, you know, with a with just the scanners and the systems that we have today, where you can just, if your eye can see it, you know, then the scanner can see it. And if you can, you know, scan and reverse engineer something, and then, you know, I mean, we have literally tens of thousands of CAD files now that we can supply for our manufacturers, which we didn't have 10 years ago, right? And so you can scan it. If we don't have that CAD data, we can scan it. We bring, you know, we recently had the, gosh, about 6 months ago now, we had the new Toyota Tacomas in here. We worked alongside Toyota. We got those trucks before they came out. We were able to scan them. We were able to work with manufacturers to develop all the different parts so that when those vehicles hit the road and were available in the dealerships, we already had lift kits and, you know, running boards and bumpers and all the other stuff ready to go for them. And that's kind of the beauty of it. When you can work alongside, you know, the OEs, they recognize that we help them sell more vehicles. And so when you can work with somebody like Toyota or Ford or GM or any other car makers, where they give you these vehicles in advance, and then we bring manufacturers in and we can do these measuring sessions. And then again, have that CAD data. You can literally, you know, get that CAD data, do your modifications in the computer, yeah. Hit a button, throw it out to the 3D printer, print the part, stick it on the vehicle, see how it fits before you have to go into any manufacturing. The technology is amazing. And the quality just continues to go up because, you know, a scanner is good to what, 1/1000th of an inch. I mean, that's a hair on your head. Yeah. So you can get that sort of quality products now. And that continues to go up. And then, you know, if you just look at even what you're doing now in your builds, I go to the SEMA show every year now, and the amount of engineering now and the amount, like just when you think no one can think of anything new or build anything crazier, or I mean, just the welds now and all the stuff that people can create, it just blows you away.
Yeah. Well, and I know, you know, you talked there about some of the stuff available and working with manufacturers. I know me just on a, you know, I'm a SEMA member, but just on a very smaller scale, but just with some of my consulting clients and things like that, just the data available to me on industry and trends and purchasing habits. And, you know, I'll get a question and I'll be, give me 30 seconds and I'll dive in and, you know, pull a report. And I've got all kinds of stuff at my fingertips that I didn't even know was available till I started digging into it, you know. And it's just the wealth of information SEMA's got available to its members is just crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. We have a, you know, we have a research team, market research team. We've just added a couple more bodies there as well to continue to just drill down and understand what the marketplace is doing, you know, how it's doing it, where do the trends, where, you know, is Overland the new hot thing? And, yeah. You know, what does it really mean? Is that a, you know, a fad, or is it really something? And what's the market size and how many products are available? And, you know, you all those sorts of things, if you just continue to do that kind of market research. And, you know, I mean, some of the recent research we did just on independent tire stores, it blew me away to understand that there's 45,000 independent tire stores across America. Like, I had no idea that, you know, now we're not talking about the big chains. We're talking about mom and pop, you know, tire stores. And then, you know, what do they sell? Well, 60% of their products are obviously in tires, but another 40% are things like suspension and brakes and other things that they do. So, you know, what does that mean to the industry, and how can we help our manufacturers and resellers work together to make sure that we optimize those 45,000 independent tire stores? So that's, you know, that's all the, again, to help our members manufacture and grow and grow this industry. That's really what we do.
Well, you know, a few minutes back, you mentioned something about trends and things like that. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What are some of the trends that you see coming that have you the most excited?
Well, the off-road industry continues just to go crazy. I mean, it just continues to be the thing, and how that expands and how many more manufacturers are out there doing that sort of thing. And yes, we get jokes about the Bluetooth drive shafts. I'm quite aware of those sort of things that go on and some of the spoofs that actually people do at the SEMA show. But off-road continues to grow. Obviously, the ATV market continues to grow. The whole side-by-side thing. Again, Overland continues to grow. And, you know, if you think about next gen and where they want to go and the ability to get out and go camping and have a tent on the roof of your, you know, even now crossover vehicle, it doesn't have to be, you know, a Land Cruiser. It can be just about, you know, anything that generation wants to get out and isn't necessarily driving a 40-foot Prevost motorhome, you know. So we see that continuing to grow. Certainly the whole tuner market, Japanese car market is growing as well. And, you know, we are sometimes kind of thought of as that 32 hot rod, even 60s muscle car market. But we celebrate all that. The lowrider industry is going crazier than ever. And some of the work that's being done in the lowrider industry, you know, we're going to celebrate this year.
Awesome. Well, that was kind of my next question to kind of cap things off. But, you know what, obviously we're talking about the SEMA show, but also SEMA in general. What do things look like for SEMA and the SEMA show? What's coming in the next couple of years, and what should we all be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so again, we're going to continue to expand the consumer market at the SEMA show. We'll keep holy grail of Tuesday through Thursday of B2B business. Excuse me. And then we'll look to continue to expand that consumer market. Really what we're looking to see is, you know, if you think about South by Southwest and, you know, that sort of a deal, to be able to celebrate Industry Week at SEMA and continue to expand the kind of the territory to do different car events at different places during the week looks really exciting to me.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy guy. Obviously, like we said, you know, things are getting ready to get a little crazy for SEMA here here in the next couple of weeks. But appreciate the time, my friend. And
thank you.
Looking forward to seeing you out at the show this November.
Awesome. Can't wait to see what you bring.
And oh, yes, we are definitely going to be bringing it. That's for sure. With this Mustang Mach-E rally build. Codename Livewire. Yeah, that is right. You guys know me. All of my builds are named after obscure female superheroes. So this started with Elektra, which is my supercharged KRX. Moved on to Jessica Jones, which is my fully built out Bronco Raptor, which then moved into the Scarlet Witch, which was my Kawasaki Ridge with the jet ski rack on the back, the ultimate action sports vehicle, which is now going to move into Livewire, my Mustang Mach-E rally build. Had to use something kind of electric there, right? And Livewire, a villain, so to speak, but kind of manages electricity and things like that. So it's fun. So I don't know. I'm having fun with the obscure female superhero names. In the running for this car was also Jinx. Obviously, those of you that tune in online on YouTube, you see I've got some really cool arcane artwork behind me. So, this car would have been called Jinx, but we opted with Livewire. I'm going to keep Jinx in the back pocket for something in the future for those of you that are League of Legends and arcane fans. So, I don't know. I just felt like this car didn't feel like a Jinx to me, for those of you that watch the show. So that being said, those of you that do have watched Arcane, are a League of Legends fan, tell me what kind of vehicle, UTV, side-by-side, dirt bike,
automotive car from Ford. What screams jinx to you? And what and how do we theme that build if and when it happens? Everybody's got to have, I guess, all car builders, and it's kind of weird to think that I've actually become a car builder, because it wasn't anything I ever planned on. Now I love it because I get to infuse my creativity into things. I want to know if you are a fan of League of Legends Arcane, what screams jinx to you? I feel like all car builders need to like infuse their creativity in certain ways. And for whatever reason, obscure female superheroes has become the way I theme my cars, or at least name them. There's really not a lot, Scarlet Witch, it was red, yes. But it was a red plaid. I don't know. We just named it Scarlet Witch because I thought it was fun and I needed a red build. Jessica Jones, that one actually fit the theme, being that Jessica Jones is, dark, always wearing a black leather jacket, kind of like a sleeper, because you see her, you just think she's a normal woman, and all of a sudden she destroys you. It's kind of how the Bronco Raptor is. And Electra, yeah, it was kind of themed after Electra, is kind of an assassin, and I feel like that obviously my KRX build, Electra, was supercharged, everything kind of assassinates the competition, but goddess of the storm clouds, and it was like a redemption when you get into Greek mythology, and I'm like, yep, that was kind of my first big Kawasaki build, a little bit of redemption there. I don't know, there's things behind the scenes that go into my thought process, but yes, up next we have Livewire as I'm 5 minutes down a rabbit hole telling you about what's going on in my mind, and I still don't understand what's going in on my mind, yes, that's going on. Electrify Expo in LA, supposed to be their biggest one of the year. I'm really looking forward to getting out there. I was at Phoenix here this last weekend and had a good time, man. It's not just cars, that's what I love about Electrify Expo. It's scooters, skateboards, motorcycles, pretty much anything electric vehicle wise, it's there. And I think that's what's cool. And the thing about it is you can actually ride all of this stuff. You get to drive or ride all of it. It's all there. And that's what's cool. So if you've ever been on the fence about possibly buying not just an electric car, but an electric scooter, bicycle, motorcycle, you name it, skateboard, you can actually go try them out there at Electrify Expo. Very, very cool, fan-friendly, integrates the community. It was a heck of a lot of fun. Let's just put it that way. Definitely, if it's coming to your area, it's worth going out to. That's for sure. So, that coming in June from me. But next up, I got Desert Storm this next week as this airs nationally. If you're going to be in Lake Havasu City, I want to say please, or if you're in the Southwest, make your way to Desert Storm, specifically Thursday. My Misadventure Life trailer, we just wrapped it. I got a bunch of new shirts and apparel debuting at Desert Storm. It'll also be online next week. Please come out. Grab a shirt, hang out. I'd love to meet you guys if you listen to the show. And if you like big boys' toys, I hate to call it that because there's shows that are called that, but million-dollar boats, crazy side-by-side builds. I'm going to have the Scarlet Witch and Jessica Jones will both be on display. I'll have my activation trailer there. There's just crazy cool stuff to hang out and see, and it's one heck of a street party in Lake Havasu, so can't go wrong with that, can you? Come on out. It's going to be a good time, and be on the lookout for that new apparel dropping online very, very soon. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we come back wrapping things up right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back here to wrap things up on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Yeah, if you guys are listening nationally, thank you. Make sure and head over to our YouTube channel at JimBeaver15, and you can search Jim Beaver Show. It'll pull up that way on YouTube as well. But we do have the video version, and those are doing some really strong numbers on YouTube. I also have all my other stuff, car builds, crazy stuff that we drop on YouTube, traveling videos, things like that. So definitely go and check it out. Don't forget, get up to an $80 rebate when you purchase a qualifying set of four General Tires now through April 30th, 2025. That's right. We only got, 12 days left, a little less than 2 weeks to get that $80 rebate. So head over there. You can hit the footnotes of the show if you're listening online. If you're listening nationally, head over to my website, my social media. You can get the link there and head over to General Tire site and get in on that rebate. All right, yeah, big thanks to obviously General Tire, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Misadventure. Make sure and hit us up, misadventure-life.com. And, man, go and get you some swag. Yeah, maybe we'll do a discount code for you listeners, but you know, would love to have it. And if you grab some, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. Would love to share the photos of you in our swag. I'm got Desert Storm next week, like I said before the break. Huge show there. Also got, we've got this tour with this trailer now. We've got this merch trailer, activation trailer. So we'll be at Desert Storm. Then we're going to turn around a month later. We will be at the Run What You Brung Jet Ski Regatta. And then coming up after that, we will also be heading to, where are we going to head to? Prescott for a, we're still working on the name, but it's going to be an off-road and beer festival in Prescott, Arizona. So if you're in the Southwest, man, we got some fun stuff with the activation trailer. And if you'd like us to bring the trailer out to one of your events, hit me up at JimBeaver15. Let me know where you want and guest suggestions, all that good stuff. Let me know where you're at, what you're thinking. I would love to get your suggestions on who you'd like to hear on the show, because I know you guys are probably sick of me rambling about this point. All right. Well, we are going to wrap things up. Call it a day. I got to go get this trailer ready, and it's Easter weekend. So there you go. Happy Easter, everybody, and we will see you next time here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered powered by Vision Wheel. Don't forget, 12 days left. Get that $80 off. Qualifying set of General Tires. Don't miss on that. Out on that deal. See you next time.